Critical hit Punch All Nazis takes place in the early days of World War II and combines high adventure with cosmic horror. All dates, locations, and historical events are thrown out the window in order to create a fun story, so don't put too much thought into historical inaccuracies. All accents are done poorly, but with love, and no disrespect is intended. Last time
on Critical Hit.
Aren't you already dressed like a gentleman cat burglar?
Yes, but
as rubbery and as baggy and loose as their skin is, it's pretty tough.
Oh, you know, just kind of give him a big hug. I was like, glad to see you're all right. Yes, let's go. Let's go help your friends.
Man, that's one thing I can't stand about the catacombs, man. It's all the ghouls.
Oh, Nathaniel, I think because they're dragging Halen, they're going much slower than we are, and we should be able to catch them. They're just up ahead, if we hurry.
Yes, let's go. Let's, everyone, prepped? Got my gun out.
Sure.
Make sure I'm reloaded.
Okay. Yeah. I also have a gun, and probably should reload if we can do that without.
Oh, sure.
Cool.
I mean, it doesn't take any actions to do gun reloads unless you're doing it in combat. And that's only if you've done a salvo. So, yeah, you continue to go through these dark catacombs. For those of you that were carrying candles earlier, do you still have your candles or did the candles go out and you drop them in the fight?
I probably left mine.
Okay. So it's a little darker, but you can still kind of make your way out. The two of you still have flashlights if you still have your flashlights, Valentino?
Yeah, I believe so. Okay. Even if they were probably dropped in the fight, probably picked them back up and ran
that
on.
That weird musty smell that came from the previous chamber that you were at, you know, with all the mushrooms and the homeless man, it just seems to get more and more pungent as you move through these corridors. You can still see graffiti on the walls here and there. Some of it is graffiti that you would recognize in a language or symbols that you would recognize. But there are others that you don't recognize at all or don't make any sense at all. And if everyone would quickly give me a will plus resilience difficulty one. Okay. So you get one. So that adds a momentum back to your pool. No, Carlos does not.
Okay.
Brian does. Matthew.
Why did
Carlos needs to roll another
roll
die?
Another die. Yay! There you go.
Oh, there you go.
A one.
And Doc gets one success. So yeah, these strange writings, strange markings do kind of give you a little bit of creepiness, but you're probably more wrapped up in trying to find Halen than to worry about what's writing on the wall.
Apparently Cthulhu Roy was here.
Yes. Up ahead, you start to see a glow, a light coming up ahead, and it's getting brighter as you move closer and closer until finally you enter a really large chamber. This chamber is lit by torches that circle the room. And carved into the room at equal intervals are these niches where there are coffins. Around the room, you can see bones and skulls. They're all lit by the eerie torchlight. Moving through the chamber are Mr. Montauk and Mr. Dienstock, along with a third man. He is of average height. He's got a little bit of a paunch. He's got a very thin mustache. All three are dressed in black, wearing long black leather trench coats and hats. Mr. Dienstock is tall and broad shoulders. He's a big, beefy, strong man. And Mr. Montauk is a little bit shorter, but he is very thin and slender. In between Montauk and Dienstock is Pontus Halen. You can tell as you enter this chamber that he has really taken a beating and he's bleeding from the corner of his mouth. He seems to be half conscious. As you enter the chamber, the members of the Black Sun hear you and they turn and they all point their guns at you.
You. I recognize you two from the bookstore.
And he's pointing at Doc and Dutch.
You should have heeded my advice and stayed out of this. Oh, well, time to learn your lesson. Mr. Dienstag, Kane, kill them.
And so Dienstag and Kane point their weapons at you. Dienstag is holding a Luger handgun, but Kane is carrying some kind of what looks like a submachine gun.
Oh, good.
Well, dang.
Yeah. Dang indeed. But
good thing it's submachine.
But before anyone can fire their weapons, the chamber gets super cold as a chill sweeps the room. And from the coffins emerge a bunch of ghouls.
Okay. I start putting down sunflowers all the way to, in the back.
We definitely need to get some of those walnuts up front.
Walnuts, yep. Yep. First sunflowers in the back, then walnuts up front, then yeah. Yep. Then some bee shooters.
Yes.
There's only one ghoul that's very close to us, and then a few on a couple rows past, and then just a mass of them, a swath of them throughout the rest of the chamber.
So everybody, these ghouls are even scarier than the ones that you saw before. They've got the gnarled limbs. They've got pallid skin, glowing red eyes that kind of poke out through the darkness. They got fangs and fangly teeth all in their mouths. And you can see them dripping with saliva or bits and pieces of, I don't know, something. Their last meal. Ew. Maybe you found out where the homeless man's dog went to.
Oh, no.
Those are the ones that are just coming out of the coffin. Even more emerge as you enter this chamber from the south. Even more are emerging from this west hallway and one from the north hallway. And some of them are hissing a little bit. Who knows with a ghoul, but I would say that they look like they have hunger in their eyes.
How do the Nazis react to them?
They are kind of surprised as well. So everybody roll a will plus resilience D1 because of the horror of seeing these ghouls again.
Okay. The horror.
Hey, 2 success.
All right. Ooh. Well, you're at bank momentum. Oh, no.
Hello again.
Says the one that steps right up next to you, Blisco.
Man, didn't you trip the last time we saw you?
Yeah, that is the same one. All right, so Doc also did not succeed. So, Matthew, it's probably not going to affect you, but you need to take 4 mental stress. But I think your courage blocks 6 of that. 6 of that. Correct. So,
yes. So I actually get 2 mental stress back.
No, you don't. One of the ghouls steps forward, and he's probably the most grotesque of all of the others that you see here. And these guys are pretty gross. But he says, "Intruders, you dare trespass in our domain." And then Montauk looks at him and, "Leave us. We have no quarrel with you. Allow us to pass." And he lifts up his hands as if he is trying to empower them away.
We demand a sacrifice.
Herr Montauk, these are not ours. We have no control over them.
And at that moment, you can kind of see Montauk kind of falter as he kind of realizes what the situation they are in.
Well, blow a hole through them.
And now we enter combat. 30-second rule still applies on this. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
All right. Dutch is going first.
Dutch will get his gun out, aim at Montauk,
okay,
and say, get the nerd and back the way we came, and then take a shot at him.
All right, so go ahead and roll for range. This is a difficulty of 2.
So that's is coordination and fighting, right?
Yep, coordination and fighting. If you have any insight, which you do, you can add that since you have handguns.
One success and a complication, but I would like to reroll that complication.
With okay, my using... Aim. Okay, mm-hmm. So yes. Make sure you declare aim first before you go into the roll. But yeah. Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Another success.
All right, so 2 successes. Roll for damage, 4D. 4 dice for damage.
Okay, and I'll add 1 for my... insight bonus. 3.
So 3.
Plus an effect, I guess. If that does anything.
Yeah, you didn't declare a salvo or anything. So no on that. So he has, let me just double check here. It hits his jacket, but doesn't appear to hit him.
Okay.
Montauk raises his hand and fires at the main leader. This bolt of dark energy shoots from his hand at the zombie that was screaming about demanding a sacrifice. And it strikes the lead zombie and it staggers back and is very shocked that this has done harm to him. So that is Montauk's turn. Who would like to go next?
I think I'll go.
Okay, go ahead.
Kind of rush towards the scholar guy.
Okay, he's there in the middle.
I'm going to, and on the way, be unloading towards Montauk as well.
Okay.
So shooting at him with a salvo.
All right.
And we got 8 momentum, huh? I'm going to spend 3 of those.
You're going to spend extra dice. so you can get yeah, 2 extra dice.
Yes.
Okay.
And yeah, if I think I already said it, but just in case, yeah, I do intend to spend a salvo in case I hit with this. Yep. And what is that? Agility and fighting.
It is coordination and fighting.
Coordination. Hey, slightly better.
If you're doing a gun, then it's yes, coordination and fighting. 2 successes. Very 2 good. Successes.
All right.
Roll some damage.
Nice.
Dang.
So if you're doing this, yeah, so it looks like you're doing 10 damage. And he does take a couple of shots right in his shoulder. And one looks like it nicks his neck and does some damage to him. You also create 1 injury on him.
Yes.
So he reaches up and grabs his neck, and at that point, he lets go his grip of Halen. And then it is Kane's turn, and Kane is just going to open fire on the group of you. Okay, he pulls back the bolt on his gun, and he rolls some damage on all of you, because this is an area effect. You each take 3 damage, except for Brian, who is not in that range of the gun.
I will go next.
All right, go ahead.
I would like to fire back at Mr. Kane.
All right, you may.
And I would like to. Can I do a salvo too? Because I have the same gun.
You can, sure.
Can I spend a momentum? No,
you don't have to. I mean, you don't have to spend a momentum to do a salvo.
What you're spending is a salvo.
Got it.
You are spending one of your ammunition clips.
Boom. I'm spending a salvo to shoot.
Well, why did you roll 3 dice then?
I thought I had 2 normally.
Well, no, you have to spend the momentum for the extra dice. The salvo causes the effects to be damaged.
Oh, my bad. See, this is what I do. I figure stuff out, and I figure it out so that people can see how these mistakes are done.
All right, so you miss.
I got 1 success, doesn't that do
anything? Yeah, you needed two successes.
Ah, I missed him.
All right. Who would so then it is Zombie's turn. Zombie right next to Rob, right next to Blisco, takes a swipe. And this is combat, hand-to-hand combat, Rob. So you need to roll agility plus athletics.
I would like to use a momentum on this.
Okay.
E.
So you got two successes. The zombie that tripped on his pants earlier and fell down and then ran off. He kind of swipes at you and almost like wraps his arm around you like, hello, friend. And then he quickly realizes his mistake and he takes his arm off of you.
Those are the sacrifices.
Those are the sacrifices that these ghouls have to take, which means I think Doc has gone. Deanstalk has not gone. Deanstalk raises his hands, both of his hands, and from his hands, he has two successes. From his hands, there appears to be, I don't know, it's really weird, but it is now much harder for you to see these guys, Montauk, Deanstalk, and Kane. Difficulty to hit these guys has gone up to 3, and that is his turn.
Which means my turn. I'm going to tell our librarian friend, whose name I can't remember.
Antoine.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Antoine to back away and like kind of push him back towards the wall, towards the entrance we came from, and back up myself.
So you push him over into the corner of the wall. that's the direction that he went.
And I'm going to go over here and shoot at the ghoul that just tried to eat me.
All right.
What's the difficulty?
Difficulty for these guys is 2.
Okay.
One success and 1 complication. So boom. You shoot your gun and you fire at the ghoul. You can roll your damage on this.
Boom, boom.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Very good. He takes a couple of damage off of that. And because this chamber is round, one of your rounds is going to go wild and ping, pa-chang, and hit Halen with a ricochet. And so he's going to take, 5 damage? Ooh. He's going to take an injury from that. You hit him good in the leg. Okay, zombie turns. This group of zombies moves forward in an attempt to grab. There's another group of zombies that were on the east side of the chamber are all starting to make moves to you. The ones on the southwest corner all start to make moves to you. And 2 of them actually reach you on the from the east side. On the west side, the ones at the top again start to move down into encircle the Germans. And the 2 that are closest to you, one moves right next to Dutch, and the other one moves right next to Dutch. So 2 zombies are going to take swings at you, Rodrigo. Actually, the one that is immediately to your left is going to take a swing at you. So you need to do an agility plus athletics.
0 successes.
0 successes. Okay. It only had 1 success. So again, it's going to miss you. The other one is going to stare at you very intently. And so ghouls obviously inspire a lot of fear. And so they can make a mental attack. 2 successes on that. And that will be 3 mental stress from the one that is standing right in front of you.
Can I soak one of those with my courage?
Yes. If you have courage, always soak one of those. Okay. There's no piercing on these. The one that is next to Doc is going to take a swing. And so, Matthew, you need to roll an agility plus athletics to defend.
Okay. And I'm rolling 2, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Always roll 1. 2. Yep, difficulty 1. Ooh, you got 2 successes. So good. He misses you. And then this other one that has rushed over, not the trippy one, Blisko, is also going to do an attack on you.
I thought we left the trippy guy in the last chamber.
You know, he ran off.
He found his way back.
Yeah,
the trippy guy ran off.
The guy who was tripping, if I
believe. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh,
I got your back, Brian. I got your back.
Thank you. I see what silliness we're up to here.
Yep. Oh, 0 successes. Well, this one does swing at you for 1 damage, 1 physical damage. But then at one damage, but then he says, meat, I need meat. And that is, I think, all of the ones that are in attack range of you guys. The rest have moved in. Montauk says, enough of this nonsense. You want an offering? Here. And he shoves Kane towards this group of zombies over here. And in the process of being shoved, Kane drops his gun. Right. It's going to be right here. Two squares away from Valentino. From Valentino, or two squares away from Montauk, or Deanstock, actually. And also, as he is pushed, you see an envelope fall out of his pocket and on the floor, also next to the gun. The ghouls instantly swarm on Kane, and he is down, and he is trying to crawl madly at back to his gun. And they are grabbing him. One of them bites his leg and he screams, and he's still trying to crawl towards his gun. Rosendaspa! And the ghouls grab him and they just start ripping him apart, limb from limb, guts being torn out, spilling on the floor. You hear his screams as these ghouls make off down the passageway with Kane. Ew. Yeah.
So how many ghouls did we lose there? Four?
About half of them.
Okay. So more.
Yeah. Four. Oh, yeah. There's probably eight, I think, that got away in that to go feast. And unfortunately, because of this now opening, Montauk and Deanstock run away, are able to make their way to the north and escape out of the room.
We hope we never see you again. Yeah, we don't want to see you no more.
Okay. You are now all in a room with ghouls. Halen is slumped on the floor, kind of out of it. And we are at the top of the round. So who would like to go next?
I mean, I think I need to grab that gun.
Okay. So you're going to make a move for that gun. So you pick it up, and I will tell you what this gun is. This is not the exact gun, but it's the FG-42, which is a German submachine gun. It has a medium range. Its salvo is a stun effect. It is inaccurate, so there's a good chance that if you roll an 18 through 20 that you're going to miss. But it also has 5 damage dice instead of 4 damage dice.
Hmm.
So it's a pretty powerful weapon.
I consider be able to grab that and shoot with it.
Yes, I will allow you to grab it and shoot with it.
Okay. I'm kind of thinking towards the southeast is the safest.
Okay. To the large group to the southeast. Yeah, you can fire at them. Like, which one are you going to fire at?
But I don't want to hit.
I mean, you could go northeast, and I don't think you would hit. You might hit Halen, but yes, if you're definitely going southeast, you can only hit one zombie at a time, though.
Oh, okay.
This doesn't have an area effect.
All right. Yeah, in that case, I'll kind of start trying to clear off that area down there, so hopefully my companions can not be surrounded. I guess I'll shoot that closest one to me to the southeast.
Okay.
And what are we at on momentum? 7? I'll spend one.
Okay.
Let's see what happens here. Hey, nice.
Three successes. Three successes. So please roll 5D.
All right. And I still get the 2 insight bonus damage.
Oh, yes. Also roll that. So 7D.
Heck yeah. 8.
Nice. This one is obliterated. It slumps to the floor. This zombie, the leader zombie, screams,
"We will not go down so easily. Leave that one." And he points towards Halen. "Leave that one and we will let you pass." Nathaniel, don't listen to him.
Wasn't intending on it.
This zombie starts to move towards Halen. In fact, all of these start to kind of encircle this guy because they see hunger. Hunger is in their eyes. And they start to surround him. Who would like to go next?
I will shoot them.
All right. Which one are you going to shoot?
Which one is right here? Who's right here?
Which one? That's the one you're going to shoot at? Okay.
This, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot him, and I would like to use a monumentum, if I may.
You can, if you like. Okay.
Now, since I declared a salvo last time, does that mean I am continuing to salvo, or do I have to continue?
Nope, you have to do a whole new declaration of a salvo.
All right, I'm going to try it without a salvo and see what happens.
Okay, without a salvo, okay.
I got a success.
You got one success. You needed two successes on this. So you miss.
Bat guano.
The zombie right next to you tries to instill some fear into you. So if you will roll a... Was it will plus resilience? D2? Okay.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen? I'll go more insane.
Yeah, you could.
I could.
Oh, you got two successes. Very good.
No, I did not. I'm sorry. I did 22 instead of 11. Well, I mean, it's still below 11. 10. So yeah.
yeah, you got two successes. So you succeed, and this one next to you tries to strike an intimidating pose. Valentino, you hear Antoine say, "Nathaniel, throw me your lighter."
All right. Come my next turn, I'll totally do that.
You can do it now as part of his turn.
Yeah, sure. Well, okay, here and coming. I lob it up.
It's a nice, it's a really nice, fine lighter, and so it's got some heft to it. So it's not like it's going to catch a breeze or some ghoul is going to reach up and grab it out of the air. But Nathaniel catches it, and he picks up a piece of bone off the floor, like a leg bone or something, that has some, I guess, fabric that has kind of turned greasy with age, and he lights the torch on fire, and he shoves the torch at the ghoul that is right next to Dutch. Take this, you foul fiend! And, nice. And nice. Okay. The ghoul catches on fire and starts to burn. And it's like, fire bad. And starts smacking the fire all over him as he spins away from Dutch. In the process, because he is standing right next to this other ghoul, the flame spreads to the other ghoul as well. And he takes, much more damage. So there are two ghouls on fire in front of you. Who would like to go next?
I'll go next.
Go ahead, Dutch.
Dutch is going to run over to, or try to get as close as possible to the injured scholar guy.
Okay, all right. You're just going to try to make a mad dash around him?
Yeah, just to try and get him out.
Okay, so that'll have to be your move action, or your entire action for this, to try to get close to him, because you're going to have to navigate around some of these ghouls.
Okay. So as I run past Valentino, I'll say, "Grab that envelope."
Okay.
All righty.
Are you going to grab anything else as you're making your way? Because it looks like, and everybody should have control of your character, it looks like you're going to have to go this way and then up this way to grab him. You're going to have to go west and then
I can't go north, through. Northeast. I can't go through dock space.
Yes, that's going to cause some. I mean, your difficulty is going to have to go up to a D2 on this move. So you need to roll.
What am I rolling?
You need to roll an agility plus athletics to get around these guys for a D2.
Well, that is something I'm very bad at, but
okay. There's plenty of momentum. So
yeah, and you can also let me see if I got something that can help me. Nope. Yep. I'll spend 3 momentum.
Okay.
To get 2 dice, 3 nice. Successes.
So you get 1 momentum back and you are able to make it up to, you're able to make it to Halen.
Okay. I'll throw his arm over my shoulder.
The ghoul that was standing right next to you is on fire and he is freaking out. It is his turn. He starts to run in panic to the larger group of ghouls over here, and you hear one of them say, "Carl, no!" And he runs right into this ghoul right here, the one that's the next closest in this cluster, before Carl, the ghoul, drops dead from his flames, from being on fire. This other ghoul is now on fire as well. Who would like to go next?
I would.
Okay, go for it.
I would like to... Why can't I remember his name?
Antoine?
Yeah, I would like to ask Antoine for the torch.
Oh, yes, of course, here.
Grab it and shove it in the ghoul's face that's in front of me.
All right, so for a fire, and this is one that I had to, and I'll be honest, I had to craft this one because the only fire weapon that they have in Octoon Cthulhu was a flamethrower. So I had to work backwards to try to figure out what would be the best way to use a torch as a weapon. So a torch is a close weapon. Mm-hmm. It does 3D damage plus plus persistent damage. So I also roll for persistent damage, or you roll for persistent damage, because it has the quality of burning. So you are basically doing a hand-to-hand, or no, you're doing a ranged attack with this because it is close combat. So you can use your agility your coordination and fighting on this.
Oh, boy. We'll go ahead and spend a momentum on this.
Okay. You do need two successes.
Good thing I spent momentum then.
Nice. Two successes. So roll three damage.
Okay.
Two, three. So the effect is burning. So he is burning. So he instantly catches fire. And then roll the three more damage dice again to see how much ongoing he will have. Okay, so at the start of his turn, which is now, he will take four damage off of that. And where do you shove that torch? You shove it like right in his face or in his
gut? Yeah, I'm shoving it straight in his face. The other two seem to not like the fire immediately, so I'm like, I want him to know fire is here.
Yes, so you shove that torch right in his face, and his head erupts in a ball of flame, and it is so intense and so hot that the head bursts and it drops dead.
Oh, the answer is fire, guys.
Oh, no, no problem. I'm sorry. I forgot your name, but good job. All right.
Fantastic.
The trippy zombie, looks and just stares at his friend whose head just caught fire and blew up. And he just stares at you, Blisko, in disbelief, so much so that, you know, when you literally hear your jaw dropped open from shock, this one's jaw drops open and it continues to drop to the floor. He is going to move back away from you.
Good.
They have discovered fire. All right. The leader screams, "Take that one now!" And he's pointing at Halen again. And this ghoul right here grabs Halen. So let's see, Rodrigo, I need you to do the agility plus athletics defense roll on this. Yeah. And you basically have control of this character now.
Okay, let me... I'll spend a momentum on it.
Okay. You have two momentum left.
Two successes.
Two successes. Very good. He only had one success. So you beat him. He is not able to grab. So if you want, you can move this guy forward one. Let me make sure that you have control of him. Rodrigo has control of him. And Rodrigo, you should have control of your character, by the way, too.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is that ghoul's turn. I'm just going to grab... Dutch, it is your turn. I think you're the last one to go in this round, right?
Yeah. Okay. I will pull the guy down south. If I can, I'll shoot at something, but, you know, the main focus is...
I think the main focus is going to be another move action, so you're going to need the agility plus agility plus athletics.
But I'm so bad at those.
I know, right? You have two momentum left that you can use. There's also threat that you can give.
Yeah, let me just take one momentum for this.
Okay.
Two successes.
Nice. You can make it as far as the entrance to where Antoine is down here.
Yeah.
No! Dinner! These three try to move forward and get closer to Valentino. One of them, this ghoul right here, the one that's technically closest to Valentino, looks at him and gives him a scary eye glare. And you will need to roll will plus resilience D1 on this.
All right.
One success and one complication.
Yes.
So this one is scary enough that you do need to take one mental stress from this guy.
I do have courage. One courage.
Oh, yeah. So use your courage to wipe out whatever's there. So if I call out like mental stress or something, you guys can just say, hey, oh, I've got, you know, courage or armor or something that would negate either physical damage or mental stress. The leader starts to slowly back out of the room. Topsiders, we will not forget you. Well, we are now back at the top of the round.
Yeah, I think I'm going to grab that envelope and like kind of rush towards the south there and join the group. And
you also need to do an athletics plus agility.
Okay.
D2, as there are still two ghouls that are kind of in your path.
Oh, boy. That's like... about the worst thing that I could have to roll. Let's see. Oh, gosh, I only got one momentum.
You can give me threat, too, so don't forget that.
Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and burn the momentum.
Okay.
I'm rolling against a 7.
Wow.
That is very low.
That's very low.
Yes. Okay. Fine. Take the threat.
How many?
One. Is it just one for one?
No. So for your next dice, you would need to give me two threat.
So it's part of the momentum. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gross. Sure. I will go ahead and take the two threat. And I'll just roll with the four dice.
If you would like to give me three more threat, you could roll five dice.
You're getting to two.
Okay.
And we'll just go with what happens here. Just a single success.
Oh, no. You wouldn't
happen to have a...
some sort of talent? No.
Yeah, okay.
Or I don't have any focus because I don't have any athletics.
Any points in it? Okay. I understand.
You drop the gun.
Okay.
So I'll let you decide which gun you want to drop. Handgun or machine gun?
I think I'll drop the handgun.
Okay. Your handgun slips out of your hand and clatters across the floor, skidding to a stop right next to Doc.
Does he get the envelope?
He does get the envelope.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's not able to move south.
South. Okay.
Okay. So you have one envelope, you have one machine gun, and now you have... Oh, that guy already went. This guy moves in. This guy moves in. This guy moves in. So you are surrounded by three ghouls. Who would like to go next?
I will go.
Okay.
I'm going to grab his gun.
Okay.
I'm gonna fire both guns like a madman.
So there is a mechanic. Unfortunately, Matthew, I don't know what the actual rules are for dual wielding, but there is a dual wielding capability. At least I know that there is one character in this mythos that dual wields.
Okay.
And I will let you go ahead and I will let you do one of two things.
Okay.
You can either use, and I'll go and clarify this so listeners, as you're like, no, that's not how you do it. My game, my rules. Here's how I'm going to do it until I can go and look up dual wield next time. Okay. You can either use, because the difficulty is still D2, you can either use the two guns to lower the difficulty to one.
Okay.
Or you can leave the difficulty at two, at two. Right. But you will only be able to roll a maximum of five dice or six dice instead of eight dice for the two guns.
So I could, and we don't have any momentum currently.
No, you have no momentum.
I think I will try and lower that difficulty and just fire at will, or, you know, try not to kill anyone that we want to have with us, and see if I can drive back some of the ghouls
with which ones.
Hail. Do I have to pick one specifically?
Yeah, there's only, these are not, there's not an area effect on these.
Where am I? Am I here?
You are there.
There's one like right in my face.
Yes, I would probably attack that one.
I'm going to go swing. All right, so I'm doing the regular two dice, but success of one.
Yep.
Scrapow.
Yeah, one success. Well, you're right on the edge of that, aren't you? All right, so you may roll six dice for damage.
That, that is just about as close to disaster. Well, I mean, he's literally right in my face.
Right. So you rolled six dice. Okay. So you did four. You shot him four times.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, bullets, as you have seen, are not super effective against the ghouls. You do strike it, though, but it is still kind of standing and looking at you.
Mm. All right. Next time, light the bullets on fire. Got it.
The silly zombie, the trippy zombie.
Ghoul.
The trippy ghoul runs all the way back to the back of the chamber. And these two start to move down towards you. Who is next?
I'll go next, if that's okay.
Yep.
I'm going to basically shove the academic I have into the other academic and be like, get him out of here.
Okay.
And then,
save Nathaniel, please. He's surrounded by ghouls.
I'm going. So here's what I want to do.
Okay.
Dutch has a flask.
Yeah.
He's gonna probably stick some amount of his new tie into the flask.
Okay.
And then light it on fire.
Okay.
And then throw it into the ghoul mob, hopefully.
Show me where you want it to land.
Here.
Okay. So this will be an area effect. So if it goes off, you will be able to hit everybody within a 2-square radius. So you can potentially hit Valentino as well. You will need to do a coordination. Yeah, it's a ranged attack. So just do a coordination plus fighting.
Yeah.
With your thrown weapon, it'll be still a D2.
I would like to negotiate a truth.
Okay.
Because I'm a jack of all...
This is one of your truths. Okay, one of your talents. Okay.
Yeah. It's just the truth. Because I'm a jack of all trades, I managed to make a pretty decent and aerodynamic Molotov cocktail, lowering the difficulty by one.
Part of me would say you used your jack of all trades to craft the Molotov cocktail.
Okay.
But I mean, I will.
Fair. That's fair.
I will allow it. So let me ask you this. Were you in Spain during the uprising?
He probably might have been. Yeah.
All right. Then you know how to make a Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
Then you may lower the difficulty to one.
Okay. And do we have any momentum left? No.
There's no momentum.
So here's hoping for
one success. You got two successes out of it. So you get one momentum back. So it's going to land here, and it's going to affect all the zombies and potentially Valentino as well. So you may roll five damage dice on this.
Yeah.
Because I'm using it as an area effect. All right. Yes. So this thing goes off and all of these ghouls instantly catch fire and wither.
Oh, wow.
These two ghouls and Valentino take half damage. So that will be three physical damage. And Valentino, you are on fire. And Oh, man. Yeah, you are on fire. So you will take, Rodrigo, please roll a D3 or three damage dice.
Oh, three damage dice.
Yeah, sorry.
Is that one success? Or the plus?
No,
the
that's three damage. So okay. on the start of their turns, Valentino will take an additional three damage, and these two other ghouls will take three damage. So kind of keep that in mind when it comes around to your turn, Valentino. Okay.
Oh, okay.
This one, this ghoul that has been standing around rushes over. I think he was on fire. No, he's already had his turn. I think that's everybody as far as the ghouls go. So Blisko, it is your turn.
I'm going to charge the next closest ghoul with the fire.
Okay.
No, that's Matthew's character.
I'm going to use that momentum again. Still a ranged attack?
Yes, I'm using it as a ranged attack.
Okay, cool.
It's because it's a close weapon. It's not hand to hand.
Ah, so I'm like frantically waving it around instead of
right.
Got it.
Yeah, so like your handguns are also close weapons. They can work when you're standing right next to somebody. So this would also be the same thing. It's only when someone is trying to grab you, punch you, slice you that you go into hand to hand combat.
Still difficulty two then. So. Mm-hmm. I will go ahead and use the one momentum that we have.
Okay.
One success. Yeah.
One success. You swing that flame around in front of the ghoul. He's startled. So he's going to take a step back. He has already taken damage from being shot. He's going to take a step back. And I think that is everybody. Top of the round. Who would like to go first?
Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. So roll me a... what do I want you to roll here? I think I need you to roll... I don't know which is worse for you. actually, this is probably better. I'm going to have you roll a... agility plus athletics. Okay. Difficulty of one. To put out the fire and not take three more physical damage.
All right. And we got zero momentum. We'll see. No.
You have to take three damage. Three physical damage.
Oops.
Yeah, I'm rolling on the ground screaming while on fire.
Yes. And you kind of hear one of the ghouls snicker at this. Right before he blows up. And the one right behind him also blows up. So you are no longer surrounded by on fire ghouls, but you are dropping and rolling on the ground. And if the combat doesn't end before your next turn, you will take in another three physical damage. So those are those two ghouls' turns. The leader ghoul escapes. The tripping ghoul escapes. And so now there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ghouls. Of the remaining six ghouls, two of them have heavy damage. In fact, the one that has been standing over here away from Doc, the one to the west, it's his turn, and he takes his damage and dies.
Oh, good.
This one at the very top. Oh, man, I've been forgetting to take screen capture, so sorry, dear listeners. What happens when you're trying to do 15 things at once? Yep. The one that is at the top is going to rush towards Valentino because what's better than raw flesh? Barbecued flesh. Mm-hmm. And he loves him some barbecue. He's one of them southern ghouls.
One of them southern ghouls that's somehow in France?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. He is from Cajun ghoul.
Yeah.
One good southern boy.
You fried him, Valentino. Right. Just now.
Who would like to go next?
Okay. Can I whoosh over there and like somehow grab a bit of Valentino's flaming attire and use it to like light the ghoul on fire before?
Probably not, but you know, I did say that this room, there are lit torches all around this room.
Can I grab a torch and light him on fire?
you can grab a torch and run over and try to light him on fire.
I would like to do that. What would I like to do to do that?
Well, you need to first run and grab a torch and then get over to the ghoul. And then you need to make a ranged attack on the ghoul.
Right. So a ranged attack is just going to be what
coordination and fighting.
Coordination and fighting. Okay. Yep. So I whoosh. I snag a torch. I roll athletically. I don't do very well getting up. And I swing the torch wildly for one
and success. Miss and just do a big swing and a miss.
Whoosh.
The babe would be very disappointed in you. If you were still alive in 1939.
Is he still alive? I think
I have no idea when Babe Ruth died.
Yeah, I think he's still alive. But you know who is alive?
Oliver Hardy. He died in 1948, so yeah.
Oliver Hardy is proud of me.
Mm. Yeah, I guess because of your miss. All right, that is Matthew's turn. You now have a torch in your hand. This ghoul is going to turn, and he's going to take a swing at you. So, Matthew, please roll agility and athletics.
Agility and athletics. Oh, man, I suck at this.
This is the one that you just shot and the one that Blisko just tried to ignite on fire.
Okay.
His hunger is driving him so insane.
One
okay,
success.
So you actually ended up with two successes on this because you rolled a one.
Oh, right. Oh.
So you are able to, as you swing and a miss on the ghoul in front of you, the ghoul behind you, you know, dodges out of the way as he's trying to lunge at you to get away from the torch, and he is not able to attack you that way.
Oh, good.
Okay, let's go.
I'm going to position myself, and I'm going to come up here because I assume I need to roll to get any further than that and try and get...
Yes.
Like,
I mean, you could throw a torch at him if you wanted, but then you wouldn't have a torch.
Then anymore. I wouldn't have a torch anymore.
Yeah.
And poke at the, not the one that just jabbed Valent or Doc, but the other guy.
Okay. But so remember, this is the one that is just now tried to attack Doc. That ghoul has been shot multiple times. This one that is to your right is one of them fresh ghouls. He's still got the fresh ghoul scent right from the factory, which of course is decay and rot, Rodrigo.
Right. That's the trim.
Yeah. So are you going to still attack the fresh new ghoul?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
Trying to get these guys to back off.
Sure.
More than anything else.
Okay.
Let's use a momentum again.
All right. Nice.
There.
You ended up making one momentum off of that because you only needed so you're back to two momentum. Go ahead and roll damage. Three dice worth of damage on this guy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. And roll again three dice to see what the persistence is going to be.
Also 5.
Oh, also 5. Okay.
My mother said this was going to happen.
And he backs away from you. This one,
to have fun.
So. I know, right? This one is still very much has the scent of blood from Dr. Halen and rushes down to him and is going to take a swing. So Rodrigo, if you would, agility plus athletics. And remember, Halen already has one injury. How many injuries do you have? How much, I should say, Brian, how much stress total do you have?
6.
Ooh, okay. You are going to have an injury from this.
I got one success.
Okay, so this ghoul is able to take a swipe at Dr. Halen and inflict 2 damage onto him.
Okay.
This one is, I guess he's going to run over towards Blisko. He's not scared of any torches, and he's also going to take a swipe at you. So agility plus athletics.
Success.
He misses.
Yay.
And we are now at Dutch's turn.
Yes.
You're surrounded by a ghoul and 2 academics.
Right. I will once again say, get him out of here and like shove him at the other guy.
I think Antoine is too concerned about Nathaniel to want to move just yet.
Freaking guy.
But if you want to swap positions with the two of you, you can.
Yeah, I'll do a King's Castle and okay. Then I guess I will open, just fan the hammer on this ghoul in front of me.
All so right.
I'll spend a salvo for Vicious, I think is okay. probably yep. best.
Yep. You want to also throw an aim in there as well?
Yeah, if I can.
Yep. Going to spend a momentum?
13. Do we have momentum you available? Have
yep.
Yeah, I'll spend one.
Okay.
See if we can just get this guy out of the way. No, we can't.
Ooh, I just one got success. One success. Yeah. You fanned your gun at him, and it was just one of those weird things that just pass right by.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of his organs are...
Yes, missing or hanging
yeah,
out.
Yeah, useless, or, don't matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You hear Antoine scream, "No, Nathaniel!" Valentino, would you like to roll for put myself out of fire?
Yeah. I'll go ahead and spend the last momentum to try.
Okay.
Juice this roll, because... one success.
We'll count it. Okay. You are going to have to take an injury, though. You are badly burned on your arm. Your arm is badly burned. Now, the doc can heal this later, but he can't do it in combat.
Yep.
All right, doc. Okay, this ghoul right in front of you is going to take a swing at Valentino. And so, Brian, if you would... Well, never mind. Those are both misses.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. So, all right. Who would like to go next?
Any of us. I'll go. The ghoul in front of me is on fire.
Yes, he is. Well, the ghoul that is right next to Doc is not on fire, but he is badly damaged.
That's, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try and deal with that one now, because the one in front of me is on fire.
All right.
Boo.
One success. Yeah. No good. But it is enough to scare him and move him away.
All right.
This one that is right next to you, though, will take a... He's going to stare at you. He's going to open his mouth and roar at you.
I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah. So you will need to do a will plus resilience D1.
Oh, that's not as bad as I thought it was. Ha-ha!
Oh, good. Two successes. Oh, three successes. Great. He roars at you, but I think at this point you are not worried at all about these things, and their intimidation and scare tactics are not going to do anything.
Brendan Fraser and the Mummy and roar back.
Yeah, there you go. All right, who would like to go next?
Have I gone yet?
No, you have not.
Oh, okay. I want to set one of these guys on fire. I have yet to set one on fire.
How are you going to do that?
I am going to hit it with the torch in my hand.
Ah, okay. Go for it.
I'm going to find the most flammable part of its body, and I'm going to go,
so which one are you going to... So tell me which one you're going to hit. There's one right in front of you and one to your back left.
If it means I get to reroll, it'll be the one... No, it's this guy right here.
Okay, go for it.
The one who's basically on top of us. I rolled one success.
You needed two. You swing and miss once more. Matthew, do you not have, let's see, you don't have any bonuses in fighting, do you?
No, I have bonus damage.
No.
But I don't have any bonuses to fight.
Swing and a miss. This one that Bug Eater lit on fire earlier, this ghoul crashes and burns into a smoking heap along with the rest of his compatriots. This room is quickly filling up with smoke from the rotting remains of ghouls that have been lit on fire. And who would like to go next? I think the only one person is Dutch.
Yep. I'll try to shoot the guy in front of me again. Try to open up this path.
Salvo and aim.
Salvo and aimed, and no momentum on the, well, I'll spend one momentum since we have two.
All right. Isn't
that movie with like Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone?
Salvo and aim.
Yep.
Nice. Two successes and a complication.
I'd like to reroll the complication.
Very good.
For another success. Does it matter?
Two successes because you have handguns, right?
Yep.
So that then gives you 3 momentum total, I think. So go ahead and roll your damage, 4D damage on this guy.
Yep, plus my inside damage.
Yep, so looks like you're hitting him for 4, is that right? Because you did salvo?
Yeah, right? 4 vicious, yeah.
He staggers back. He is hit pretty hard. And we are at the top of the round. Who would like to go?
Can I say something?
Yes, please go.
I'd be like, Doc, get Valentino out of here.
Okay. Valentino, you are out of, you are no longer on fire. Your arm hurts really, really bad. What are you going to do?
Still got the submachine gun.
You do.
All right. Well, I'm going to
kill Dutch.
Yes. No. I think I'm going to kind of get up on one knee and point it at this ghoul in front of me.
Which one? This one or the one that is right next to you?
The one that's right next to me.
Okay.
Aim and fire?
Yeah, go for it. The problem is you're going to have to add another level of difficulty on this because rifles are medium range weapons and you are in a close range. So this will be a D3 on this.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and spend a momentum.
Sure.
And
1 momentum or 2 momentums? Or I'm sorry, 3 momentums.
We do have 3 momentum. I'll just try 2.
Well, you would need to do 1 for the extra die and then 2 more to get the 4th die. So that would be all the momentums.
Yeah, I think, no, I'll just try the 1.
Do the 1? Okay.
Yeah. And there's a 7. We'll see.
Only 1 success out of all of that. That's no good. You fire off the gun. Pow, 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 pow. And it pushes you back. The recoil is enough to kind of, because you didn't have good footing from standing up. Plus your arm is in so much pain. The recoil of the gun knocks you back and moves you back a space.
Ah.
The ghoul that was going to eat you is now going to turn his attention to Doc. Hello, brother. And Matthew, you will need to roll coordination plus fighting.
Coordination plus fighting?
No, I'm sorry. Agility plus athletics. I'm sorry.
Ah, agility plus athletics.
Yeah.
I suck at that too.
No, at least I didn't make it worse.
No.
Yes, you did.
At 1 success, you will take 3 physical damage. 3, he swipes at you with his claw and rips across your brand new shirt. That also, I believe, also got ripped in the last battle that you had.
Oh, I love this.
So
sweater.
You'll need to take 3 physical damage on that.
Okay.
If
somebody were to fill up their stress track, would they like just die or?
No, you are basically out of combat. Why? Is your stress track filled up?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah, no. When you fill up your stress track, you are no longer able to be in combat. If you take any more damage, you will then take a injury. You have 3 injuries that you can fill up on your sheet. If you get hit any more times, you will add additional injuries. When you have all 3 of your injuries filled, then you are dead.
Okay.
So you have to fill up your stress track plus all 3 of your injuries. And Brian already has 1 injury, but he has not filled up his stress track. If you, when you have 5 injuries or you suffer 5 injuries in a single attack, then you will take on an injury then.
Okay.
If I've got that right. But Brian is burned enough to where he needs to take an injury. The ghoul that is to your behind left also decides to try and grab you. And so you, again, will need to roll a agility plus athletics.
That's just mean.
It's your closest.
Just mean.
Oh, in a complication. He grabs you.
He starts helping Doc because he looks like him.
Yeah, you are grabbed, which means you need to try to break free at the start of your turn.
Okay.
So you can't do anything but try to break free. So let's see. We had Doc went, right? No. The only one that's gone so far is Valentino.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. So you can try to break free. You will need to do an athletics plus brawn.
Oh, good God. Can I buy a momentum?
you have two momentums. You may use one momentum if you would like to get three. You only have to do a D1 on this. So, but as I look, you are what? Brawn is seven.
Yeah,
and athletics is nothing. So you have to do a seven. Yeah.
I think this would be a good time to burn a monument. I really do.
All right.
Kabam! Two successes.
So you do break. You do break free. You do break free, and you can have. That is your action. Unfortunately,
dang it.
Blisko, the ghoul right next to you, tries to swing at you.
Oh boy!
Okay, zero successes. You need to take.
I don't wanna.
Two physical stress. He also rakes his claws at you. Actually, this one bites you on the shoulder, but it does hurt. But he mostly gets some of your fantastic jacket that you bought earlier. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, it's a wool jacket. It's a little bit thicker because the haberdashery owner knew that winter was coming, and he wanted to make sure that you were wearing a proper coat for the chilly weather. So this one's a little bit thicker, and so you don't take a whole lot of damage.
Let me. I guess I'll shoot the one closest to me again.
Okay.
Same deal, but I won't spend momentum this time, okay. I think.
All right. Aim and salvo. So this will be your last salvo. You'll have to do a whole reload round next.
Yeah. And I will, because these guys have armor. So if I don't spend it, then I don't think anything's going to get through. So yeah, I'll spend it for vicious. I don't think armor piercing is better than vicious, or like they're literally no. It's like vicious is better because then all the effects are damaged, right? Like
right.
Armor piercing means that you ignore one point through. Of damage for each effect that you roll.
Right, and so I would probably roll both go with
damage
that.
And effects for that to work.
Right.
So yeah. So I'll go with vicious. For two successes.
Very good. You may roll damage.
Do my handguns do anything with... Oh, it has to be like a two. For me to get three, extra.
For extra damage? No. So, yeah. So now you need to roll your four Ds.
Yeah.
And whatever your effects...
I meant, you know how the focus...
Oh.
Adds to it. So it has to be a two or... Like, it has to be a two. For me yes. to get anything more from that.
Okay. Right. Exactly. Okay. Sorry. Okay. I misunderstood what you were talking about.
Yeah. Sorry. I didn't phrase it particularly well.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. This guy's dead. You blow a big old hole through him, and you can see Blisko on the other side, who just kind of turns and waves at you before it crumples down onto the ground. Nice. Very good. There are this one that is next to Blisko is like, no, thank you, and makes a hasty retreat.
Oh, good. Still on fire, I assume.
Yes, it. No, that one I don't think was ever on fire.
No, that's the one that I got. That's why decided to ignore after the last attack.
Oh,
I set him on fire. It's like, all right.
No. They're the one that you had set on fire had moved back, and he crumbled into a heap and died. This is another tasty.
There's
one.
So many of these guys.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. The suggestion, and I had to go to another book that just came out from Modiphius to figure out how many, quote unquote, how many would make a good encounter with ghouls. And it said 3 to 4 per player. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. That was Dutch. And Matthew has gone. Mm-hmm. So that leaves just you. But this one, yeah, this one did run away. The one that was close to. So the one that is closest to you is very damaged. The one that is furthest away from you has no damage.
Let's try and get rid of this one.
Okay.
Clear a route for Valentino to get out of here.
You can see Antoine kind of patting Halen on the cheek. Wake up.
We'll use a momentum on this.
Okay.
God.
Only one success. Really? Ouch. You guys were doing really great in the other ones, and now this one, it's like super, super slow. All right. Let's see. Matthew broke free of this ghoul that is very damaged, and he is going to try and attack you again, Matthew. So Yeah, don't worry. He's not. He fails, so it doesn't matter what you roll. He misses. Now, who is going to go next?
I'm going to light him on fire.
All right. You may try.
One success.
You miss.
I'm just... We should seriously just run.
Yeah, I agree.
There's two ghouls left.
Yep. All right. Who would like this ghoul right here is also going to take a swipe at Matthew, and Matthew will need to roll a agility plus athletics.
I hate you.
They don't hate me. Hate the ghouls.
Dubs 13.
That would be zero successes.
Oh, you're lucky. He has no damage. None of the damage rolled up on you. So you are lucky.
Good.
All right. Who would like to go next?
I'll go once more and try and clear the path for Valentina to get out of here.
All right. Light this sucker on fire, Rob.
I'm going to use that last momentum.
Okay.
I'm going to spend my last fortune.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm going to spend my last fortune instead of using the momentum.
Okay. Just to...
Momentum's easier to make than fortune.
It is. Yeah, just the momentum.
Okay. So are you spending a fortune or a momentum?
Just the momentum. I'm just getting frustrated with...
Okay. Yeah, I know, right?
These dice not actually...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Miss. Well, you get two successes and a complication. Okay.
Why?
So roll your damage on this. It's three dice for damage.
Three and three, yeah.
Yeah. More than likely, he's going to die. Oh, crap. Nope. He doesn't die on this one.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Roll your ongoing.
Oh, it is ongoing no matter what?
Yeah. Roll one more three. There you go. He'll be dead on the start of his next turn. So the first one you rolled for initial damage, then there's persistent damage that happens from your second dice roll. And okay. Who is next? Those ghouls have gone.
Yeah, I'd aim and shoot at the one that's not as on fire.
Oh, the one that's not as on fire? Okay.
Yeah.
You're no fun. I don't like you, but one thing is, everyone's gone. I shall feast tonight.
Well, here goes. One success. I'm going to reroll the 13 with my aim.
All right.
Complication. It got worse.
Ouch. 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 Ouch.
Accidentally pours a bunch of mustard on himself.
You accidentally hit. You didn't have a success, so your complication would be. I mean, what? Another zombie shows up.
A very basic complication is your gun jams.
Yeah, that is true. Click.
It's like
click,
you basically
click, nothing
can't use the gun until you unjam it or whatever.
You are out of ammunition. Okay. Click, click. No ammunition in that gun. All right. It looks like Dutch. You were the last one.
I'll reload and.
Yeah, that's
like I'm just reloading and being like, this is so embarrassing.
I know. Right? I hope none of these ghouls come to the surface and tell us what.
I hope none of these ghouls are Americans and they call.
So the ghoul that is greatly on fire collapses into a heap. Top of the round.
Valentino, get out of here.
Throw my gun at the last ghoul and run.
You're gonna throw your gun at him? I think keep your gun.
Okay.
You already lost one of them.
Yeah. Well,
Doc is supposedly has them, but
yeah, that's true.
All right, so you're gonna run? All right.
Yeah.
Okay. This ghoul. He's going to take a swing at Doc. And no, he misses so much that he turns around the other way and his back is towards you.
Can I light him on fire?
You can try.
How do I do that?
Same way you've always done. Although because his back is to you, you can lower the difficulty to one this time.
Can I do it right now? Can I do it right now?
I mean, it's your turn. Yes.
Ah, two successes.
All right. You get a momentum back and you may now roll three dice of damage.
I hate these ghouls.
Yeah, ghouls are no fun. Three damage. Very good. OK, Okay, so roll it again so we can see what the persistent is.
Two.
All right. Gosh dang. Actually, I'll count these effects in. He'll be dead on the next round. So you have lit a ghoul on fire, Matthew. Who would like to go next?
I'll go next and start pulling Doc away.
There you go. All right. So you can, let's try this. Rob, you need to do an agility plus fighting. And Matthew, you need to do an agility plus athletics.
Or I could just let him drag me away.
I mean, you seem pretty intent on wanting to light ghouls on fire.
I've lit one on fire. So now
you've got one success. Doc?
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I don't know why you rolled three, but you have only one success out of that, and it looks like Blisko gets that, so you can start moving him out of there. Okay. As you all start to, and you're running down back the south hallway back towards the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. As you start to run out of the chamber, the ghoul attempts to follow you, but he stumbles and he burns. And if anybody looks back, all you see are corpses all over this chamber, all on fire, where heads exploded from gunshots. But it's just mass carnage as you exit the arena of carnage. I guess that's what I'm going to call it. The arena of carnage.
Job well done.
Job done. Yeah. I don't know if I would say it's well done.
Well, they're definitely well done.
I think I'm well done. Ghouls are well done. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. The only one that's well done is Valentino. All right. So you make your way back through the catacombs. You pass the chamber where the homeless man was screaming and crying, my dog. And you keep moving back towards the library. Antoine seems very concerned that Nathaniel's arm is very badly burned. Is there something you can do? Is there something any of you can do?
Yes. I can patch him up with all of my patchery.
Okay, so you can do a stabilize on him. Mm-hmm. So that is a D2. You need to roll a 15 or less. Coordination and medicine.
I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. Two successes.
Two successes. Very good. So you're able to very quickly do a in-the-field treatment. You probably have a salve or an ointment that you can use rub.
My talent?
What is your talent?
I have a talent that says when I successfully stabilize an ally,
okay,
I can spend two momentum to immediately treat one physical injury.
Except that you only have one momentum.
Ah! That's a good question. Brian, are you injured enough to where giving Steven a threat?
He's got an injury. So anytime you can clear an injury is a good thing.
That's what I'm thinking. I feel like, honestly, clearing that injury may be worth giving you a threat, even if it means, you know, that we're suddenly pelted by a collapsing catacombs.
Well, way to go. Ruin my surprise there.
Stress track left.
You have how much?
I got almost half my stress track left.
Well, you'll be able to clear that eventually, but the injury sticks around until you have an extended time to heal on this. So you may do this, Matthew, if you like, to use your, what is it, lifesaver or medic?
Medic.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so am I actually rolling to do it?
I believe so. Read what it says.
When you successfully stabilize an ally, you may spend two momentum in order to immediately treat one physical injury the ally has suffered.
All right. So you may remove the burning horror that is on your arm.
I happen to have some salve that is really good for this.
Okay.
It's made of aloe and Velveeta cheese.
Okay. So it says here under scars, sometimes injuries do not heal properly. There are complications with surgery or injuries are so bad that it changes a character's life forever. These old wounds are haunting memories of past trauma. Stay with the character as far as long as they live. These lingering injuries, whether physical or mental, are called scars. Whenever an injury is removed, you must make a brawn plus resilience or will plus resilience test depending on whether the injury is physical or mental. So you need to do a brawn plus a resilience test. Difficulty of 1.
Lucky number of the day. Rolling against 7.
Oh, 0 successes.
Okay. Again, missed it by 1.
You, I think, need to have a physical scar.
All right.
From this. So you have some distinctive scarring on your arm. It's going to be very difficult to conceal. When the character is attempting a skill test to move amongst other people unnoticed, or when they attempt a skill test to persuade or manipulate another without intimidation, the scar may take effect. The player may gain fortune points, and the character's skill test increases its complication by a range of 3, as their scars risk drawing unwanted attention. This is on your arm. I'm not going to go that deep on that, because you can wear a long sleeve shirt to cover that up. But if it had been on your face or your neck, then that would probably be something pretty bad. But you do have a personal truth on this. So you need to add a personal truth to your character sheet that says badly scarred arm. Okay, so you're able to treat that there, Matthew. It looks pretty bad. I mean, Valentino was rolling on the ground for a while trying to get that fire put out.
Right.
So he's going to be badly burned. But you
fricasseed.
Yeah. I mean, he'll be okay, I'm sure. But you make it back to Antoine's office.
Is the other guy conscious?
He did take a stray shot to the leg.
Oh, he did do that. So yes. Thank you for reminding me, Matthew. Why don't you do another stabilize effect? Coordination stabilize. Plus medicine.
Stabilize.
You should probably do that before you get into the library. Oh, 1 success. You're able to tie it off, but he's going to need to get to a doctor pretty quickly.
Surgeon. He's going to have a surgeon.
Oh, Pontus, this is horrible. I feel like this is all my fault. He's kind of biting his teeth down because of the pain. I will call down to security and have them fetch an ambulance right away. So he's going over to reach for the phone.
Should we make ourselves scarce?
Yeah, we need to get out of here if doctors and security are going to be called.
But just go down to his office and wait. Just wait. I have information that you need.
Unless
you don't think it's important.
It's probably important. Yeah, let's...
I mean, even if it's not important, we just shot our way through the catacombs. We might as well hear it.
Yeah. All right, so he quickly flows down to security and screams, oh, there's someone. There has been a break-in, and Pontus is injured very badly. Can you please call an ambulance? And you guys can go and wait in Pontus's office. Very soon, ambulances show up. The security are poking around in the office, wanting to know why there's these marks on the floor, you know, asking questions about who, you know, came in and shot Pontus, and in his best effort, Antoine is describing Dienstag and Montag. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the security guard is saying, yes, yes, the ambulance people arrive and they are able to cart Pontus off. And they're like, you know, patting Antoine on the shoulder. Very good job on this tourniquet. If you had not, putting a tourniquet on him, he would be dead at this point. And so they believe that he will live, but they cart him off to get him to the hospital as quickly as possible. There's a policeman around who seems vaguely interested in Germans, but he seems to be a little bit more, are you sure they were really Germans kind of guy?
Mm-hmm. And, like, oh, sure. Everybody's seeing Germans everywhere now.
Yeah. 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 Everybody wants to blame a German for all their woes. And, he files a report and leaves. All of this mess takes about an hour. The security guard, though, is telling the police, there were these 4 guys that were poking around earlier. I would put them as suspects too. There was a shorter one and a taller one and a kind of guy with some creepy eyes. He doesn't really remember too much about you, fortunately. But eventually everybody is able to leave. Antoine is going to stay around, even though the security guard is like, don't you think you need to go home? Mr. Dupre, and he's like, no, I really have this work to get done. And he's like, okay, if you need anything, I'll be downstairs. And so he, wanders off. And then all is quiet. And you guys hear all this from the room that you are in, which is like three or four doors down from Antoine's office. Fortunately, there's been no other lights on. All the doors were closed, so the police really had no reason to go poking around in anybody else's office.
I will just wait to get the all clear.
Okay. Eventually, Antoine comes in and knocks. Nathaniel, it's clear. Nathaniel, you and your friends can come out now.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. That was quite an adventure.
Yeah, that was an experience.
I have no idea what you are wrapped in. Up in, but this seems very dangerous.
I mean, it's... I'm not sure what I'm wrapped up in either, but...
He ushers you all back into his office, and he pulls some alcohol off one of the desks and pours everybody a drink for anybody who needs a drink. Nathaniel, I think this will really help you. Thank you. Thank you. I didn't get your name, but you appear to be the doctor. Thank you so much for helping Nathaniel.
Oh, you're certainly with a yes. Welcome the, of course.
And you Dutch. I want to apologize. Those two men, they took that rhyme that you wrote. They seemed very interested in it.
Well, it's all right. I'm sure they would have gotten their hands on it eventually.
I just feel
that
terrible.
That just puts us on much more of a block.
Mm, yes.
We have to get this sorted out before they do.
Yes. So speaking of, Pontus and I were looking at the riddle, and you were right, Nathaniel. The Great Pyramids, they do talk about because Pontus isn't our astronomy researcher. He has talked about how the belts of Orion align with the three Great Pyramids in Egypt. And so that part of the rhyme seems very, very spot on. So good job. Good job, Nathaniel. However, I don't think the Great Pyramids are your destination.
No.
Too much expedition and digging around has left very little of that site undiscovered. Pontus thinks that the pyramids are pointing to somewhere else. And I was actually in the stacks looking for some information when those Germans came in and attacked Pontus and took him off. I think I did find something. And he reaches over to again, this office is very, very messed up from the scuffle, but there is a map that he pulls out. And he says, I think that this might be it. There is an old legend of a place called the Forgotten City, or the Dead City, the City of the Dead. It's in Western Egypt, and we think it's around this area. And he's pointing into the middle of the desert, about 600 miles east of Cairo, west of Cairo. We think it's over here in this area, but, and he points, it pulls out a magnifying glass so that you can all look at this. If you look at where the pyramids are located on this map, and then you draw a line through those pyramids to the west, it takes you right to this Forgotten City.
Yeah, I mean, best thing we got to go on so far.
Well, I wish I had a little better news, because we don't know the exact location. The sands are always shifting in the desert, and sometimes the city is visible and other times it's not.
You think this is something that locals would be able to find?
There might be. In fact, I did find, when I was doing some other research, when we thought about the Forgotten City, I did find this diary entry from a Mr. Jacobs dated March 1st, 1917. And he pulls out this clip and he shows it to you. And it's across multiple days. Following reports of the reemergence of the Forgotten City, I took a small patrol to investigate. That's day one. Then it's day four. 3 days into the deeper wastes, and our compasses and navigation equipment have gone haywire. Day five. We discovered the fabled city itself perched in the midst of a plateau which the night before had stood empty. On approach, though, Saunders, our resident mystic, fell into a deep sense of foreboding and began mumbling incoherently. Then she screamed, a most terrible sound, before sinking into a deep catatonic state. Day six. Closer still, and the sky seemed to froth and foam like a pink sea. Strange, unsettling shapes swirled and eddied between those dark pillars, beckoning us, or warning us. I could not tell. Day 12. I'm not ashamed to say we beat a hasty and quite disorderly retreat. Saunders still hasn't woken up, and two of the unfortunate guides have gone blind. I would advise all to stay away. And that's all you have in this diary outtake about the Forgotten City.
Oh, good. That probably means it's the right place to look. if the horrors we faced have anything to say about it.
Well, if it's any worse than the ghouls, I fear for your safety.
Well, I feel like ghouls have been a more of a minor nuisance so far compared to some things we've faced.
Oh, the Shoggoths, yes. Again, I don't think they were really Shoggoths, but okay, we'll go with that for now.
Well, I
could continue to research for this for you, Nathaniel, if you like.
Yeah. Anything you can find. Let's see. I guess he's already got contact with Project M or whatever. Department M.
It's complicated, right? So
yeah.
You can ask him if he... You should probably ask him.
Okay. So, you know, you were referred to us as a contact.
Yes, I did receive a phone call a day or so ago from a British man who said that there would be some people here coming for research. He didn't say any name, so I was quite surprised that it was you that appeared.
I see. And they didn't give you any means to contact back?
No, they just asked us if we could help you out when you arrived. They did say that you might be able to pay me 50 monies, but it was only 50 monies. But knowing that it's you, Nathaniel, and knowing that what you have done to help Pontus and myself tonight, and because you and I are very close to one another, I would feel awful taking money from you and your friends.
I mean, we're given a bit of a stipend. I think it'd be all right if we shared the wealth. I don't know. Should we give him the number?
The phone number to Section M?
I think maybe what we should do is tell Section M that he is absolutely an asset and that his life has been placed in danger. And then hopefully they will communicate with him, tell him what they want him to do, etc.
Yeah, good call. And okay. Yeah, otherwise, right. Yeah, be real careful with the information you give out. They'll be able to pass us along anything else you find.
Okay. Yes, I definitely, you have my number, right, still?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then, you look awful.
It's been a long day.
I can imagine. Maybe we should all just go home and get rest.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, it opens up an additional issue that, assuming everybody goes home and gets rest, Montag and Dienstag are in our hotel.
Are they, or did they run away? I don't know. If there was only something that you guys might be able to find out about that. So are you guys going to head back to the hotel?
Well, before we run off, maybe did that envelope survive all that?
Oh, it did. Surprisingly, it did not burn in your burningness. It was actually in your other hand. At the time.
That's why you got burned so badly. You were protecting the envelope from the flames.
I suppose. Yeah.
So you open up the letter.
Yeah, we should probably check out whatever this is.
Okay, so you.
I'll probably have to give it to Dutch because I don't speak in the Dutch.
Okay, so you open this up. And everybody gathers. You have to hold it underneath the lamplight on the desk, Rodrigo, for everybody to see it. Everybody crowds around, so everybody's like leaning in, looking over your shoulder. And this is translated. This is translated from German. To Exarch Reinhard Weissler, which you guys already know is the head of the Black Sun. This was a bit of information that you were told before. Subject: Operation Golden Eagle.
My esteemed Exarch Weissler of the Black Sun.
A unique opportunity has arisen for the Reich. Clark Gable, the Hollywood icon, is currently in Paris, and I entrust you with a mission of capturing him. Your orders are simple. Assemble a skilled team of operatives with fluency in English and French. Infiltrate Paris under false identities, evading detection from the local authorities. Locate Gable and execute a swift, discreet abduction, ensuring his safety. Transport Gable to a secure location within the Reich for further instructions. In recognition for your achievement, a reward of 5,000 monies will be granted upon the successful completion of this mission. Act swiftly and precisely, for the success of Operation Golden Eagle shall demonstrate an undeniable power of the Reich. Heil Hitler! And it's got Hitler's signature there.
All right. Well, this man was devoured by ghouls. Are we worried about his team still being active?
I think we should be.
All right. Let's go back to the hotel and see if we need to save Clark Gable.
Okay.
Antoine escorts you down to one of the main entrances. He pulls a key from his pocket, unlocks the chain so that you can go out the front door without being seen by the security guard. He turns to Nathaniel. Nathaniel, I will need to go out the security entrance, so I'm going to lock up here, and then I'm going to go back to my apartment.
Okay.
And I hope to see you soon.
If I can get away, that'd be nice. We got something else to look into now. I hope I can see you too soon as well.
Okay. You two give a nice, warm, hugging embrace.
Yes. Favorite.
Watch the arm, though.
Yeah, watch that arm. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Nathaniel.
It's all right. It's nothing. It's nothing. The sweater seen better days.
Oh, yes. And that looked like a new sweater, too.
Yeah, well.
It did look good on you.
Easy come, easy go, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, well, be safe.
Yes.
Please keep in touch often so I know that you're okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And then he slowly closes the door, and you see him just taking his time, putting the chain back on as he watches you guys walk away. And it seems like he's waiting for you to go out of sight before he, you know, before he leaves. So are you going to, you make it back to the hotel. And it's, the eerie thing is, it is just striking midnight when you get back to the hotel, and there is an eerie fog that is starting to roll in.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. Oh, my. What has happened to you?
Some wild parties here in Paris.
Oh, I guess so. Not that I get invited to those parties.
Well, you're too classy for them, I'm sure.
Oh, thank you so much, sir.
So, anything going on here?
No, it's been very quiet, sir.
Any ousne on the Able Gay entree?
I have no idea what you're speaking.
Yeah, he seems to just be rather bored, waiting for, you know, potential guests to come in.
I see you've made it back just in time. And he checks his watch and he winds it.
In time for what?
You may remember I did tell you to not be out after midnight in the fog.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, gentlemen, it looks like you need some rest, so I would encourage you to go and sleep well.
Great. Thank you.
So you wander across the lobby, and you get into the elevator, and sure enough, there's Jimmy, that the elevator operator that was there earlier. Oh, hello, boys. Oh, my. Hey. Looks like you've had a night.
Oh, yeah. When's your shift over?
Oh, I feel like I'm always working. And as the elevator doors start to close, a hand reaches in. And the elevator door opens back up, and in walks Clark Gable. Oh, hello, boys. My, what has happened to you? Some kind of party.
Yeah, something like
it
that.
It was.
Hey, Jimmy, how's the elevator business? Oh, it's got its ups and downs, sir. That's a good one, Jimmy. I'm going to have to remember that. Are you ready to go to your room, Mr. Gable? Yes, I'm very tired. So you guys are in an elevator with Clark Gable. Do you guys do or say anything?
Dutch probably would under normal circumstances, but he's like, I don't want to, like, he doesn't want to tip his hand.
Okay.
So he's just gonna be like polite and be like, "Oh yes, like clearly recognizing who he is and maybe acting a little starstruck."
Okay. Jimmy starts to close the elevator doors once again, and just before they close, another hand reaches in and the elevator doors open. And there are two very smartly dressed men with chiseled jaws, blonde hair. They probably both stand around 6 foot. One of them steps into the elevator and pulls out a gun and points it at Clark Gable.
"Mr. Gable, you will come with us."
Shut the gate on his hand and be like, "Jimmy, put the lever." No, I don't know. I don't know if that would work.
I don't know if you're all just tired from all the ghoulish action that you've encountered, but it seems like you're all kind of shocked to be standing there and to have this happen right there in front of you. But before any of you can do something, there is a gunshot and the German's head just kind of explodes. Uh-huh. And that gunshot comes from Jimmy, who's holding a gun. And Gable looks at Jimmy and says, "Damn it, Jimmy, I thought they were going to come for me, but just not right now." And then he turns to the group of you and he says, "Listen, there are some Germans that are, for some reason, wanting to drag me off to Germany, and I need to get out of here." And he looks at you guys. He can see one of you carrying a machine gun. "Any chance you guys might be able to get me to the airport?"
"Absolutely.
Sure.
You do this and I'll get you anywhere you need to go."
"Well,
anywhere?
Anywhere you need to go.
I have to hold you to that."
Critical Hit Punch Hall Nazis is a production of Major Spoilers Entertainment and was produced and edited by me, Steven Schleicher. If you would like to get a behind-the-scenes making of this episode, be sure to check out the GM Roundtable Octoon Cthulhu Edition at our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. Each week I discuss my plans for the upcoming game session, and Dr. Brad Will is there to share his reactions and advice on how to be a better game master. I will warn you, though, there are spoilers galore in every installment of the GM Roundtable Octoon Cthulhu Edition. So, if you don't like spoilers and don't want to know what I am planning next, don't listen to these episodes. Though, I will say, if you do listen, you'll be able to see how and where the players throw a wrench into my plans, and you're also going to have greater insight into the world that's being built into this campaign. This week, we didn't have any named NPCs, so no shout-outs to our associate producers this week, but next week, we'll feature a lot of surprises, and more than a few of our wonderful patrons will become NPCs in this game. You want your name to appear as one of these NPCs in future episodes? All you need to do is become an associate producer at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Don't forget, we want you to record yourself doing your best uncritical hit and send it to us at podcast@majorspoilers.com, and your voice will join the growing chorus of fans just like Brian Brockman did this week. Again, you don't have to be a patron to send in your recording, and we hope you do it soon. Thanks again for listening, and here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2023 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.